This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. I'm really excited for our conversation today in this Instagram Live. I'm going to be diving into how the IQ and the EQ and the Gene Keys can mentally and emotionally support you in a launch. And before I dive into that, I just want to share, if you are new around here, you don't know who I am, my name is Kayla. I'm a spiritual mindset and business coach, and I specialize in human design and Gene Keys coaching for entrepreneurs, which is what I am so freaking passionate about. So today, what I'm going to dive into is I want to address how typically when we go into a launch, we're launching a program, we're launching an offer, whatever it is that we're launching, the energetic side is about our mindset and our beliefs. And a lot of people will do things like journaling. They're going to look at regulating their nervous system. They're going to look at reframing their limiting beliefs and just staying connected and believing in what it is that they're doing for their launch so that people sign up. And I'm offering a different approach because what I notice is there's a time and place for all of these tools, but when it comes to really setting yourself up to be successful in a launch, what I find is the mindset and the reframes and the energetics is coming from this place of lack. It's like, oh, I need to find this thing. I need to believe in this thing in order to be able to believe that I can be successful at this launch. And I want to introduce the Gene Keys to you as a tool because you're not looking for anything that's missing. You're actually processing and embodying what's already within you, which I think is beautiful. So if you're not familiar with the Gene Keys, I'll share a little bit about it. I'm not going to give the long story, but it's a mix of the I Ching and also astrology, and there's some components of human design that connect with it as well. But it's really a tool to develop your awareness and your consciousness when you are just living your life. But obviously, I use it as a tool in business. So what I'm going to be diving into is I want to talk about using the Venus sequence, and in particular your IQ and your EQ, as your mental and emotional self-regulation when you're selling, when you're showing up, when you're putting yourself out there, when you are creating a launch to call in the clients that you want to work with. So I'm not getting you to extend outwards and need anything from anyone else. You're actually going inwards and processing your own feelings and your own mental barriers that you have. So the Venus sequence is the second sequence in the Gene Keys. The third sequence in the Gene Keys. No, it's the second sequence. I was like thinking of this, the Gene Keys in my head, and I got distracted. So the red sequence in the Gene Keys, if you're looking at it. And this sequence is really about you tapping into unconditional love and really discovering your way of processing the past trauma that you've experienced, the past energetic influences that you've had in your life, and to really be able to integrate this into how you show up, how you open up your heart, and how you connect with others. So ultimately, when we're launching a business, that is a very vulnerable thing to do. Like, you're putting yourself out there, you're providing a ton of value, you're committed to making an impact, like you're unapologetically believing in what it is that you're doing, and that requires a lot of energy and it requires a lot of love. So when we're looking at the Venus sequence, the two spheres that I'm going to talk about are the IQ and the EQ. So the IQ is your intelligent quotient, and this is your energetic imprinting between the ages of like 14, 15 to about 21 years old. So what happens is during that time of your life growing up, there's certain events that have happened that will have impacted the influence of this Gene Key on you. So the intelligent quotient has to do with your mental dexterity and your perceptions and your beliefs. It's like how you see things. And so when you pay attention to your IQ when you're doing a launch, it's really going to show you the patterns that are coming up, and it's going to show you the shadow gift and cities that you can process to really realize like what's holding you back. So I'm going to talk about my IQ. So I'm a 6-2 sacral generator, and I just always love giving examples from my own embodiment because that's just a very 6-sign thing to do. So my IQ in the Venus sequence is the 19th Gene Key, 19.5. the fifth line of the practical mind. So the shadow gift and city of the 19th gene key, we have the shadow of codependency, and then we have the gift of sensitivity, and then the city of sacrifice. So something that I notice often when I'm launching something and I'm in the shadow state is I'm being codependent with the results. It's like, I need to know, oh my God, are people signing up? Are they clicking? Are they engaging? Is it selling? Why is it not selling? And there's this codependency, like this seek for validation in order to believe or see that the thing that I'm selling is going to be well received or to be bought by others. And so that shadow of codependency actually stops me from authentically and lovingly connecting with the people in my life, with the people who are in my audience, who are here to enjoy what I give in my business, whether it's paid, whether it's free. When I'm in the state of codependency, it's the state of victimhood. So when I look at the gift of sensitivity, what that allows me to do is I can start to look at my behavior and I can start to look at where am I being, where do I need to be sensitive, where I'm not being sensitive. Like, what is actually important? And you have to feel things with sensitivity, right? You have to take responsibility for your feeling, because when you're in the shadow of codependency, what that means is that you're depending on the thing to resolve your emotional experience that you're having, right? Or to resolve the beliefs that you're having, is because we're specifically talking about the IQ. So then the city of sacrifice, I find very interesting. This is a very contemplative word to look at, because sacrifice is really looking at like what needs to be let go. What needs to be cut out? What is not serving me that's getting in the fucking way of me having an open heart to connect with my audience to do a launch? So then when we look at the fifth line in its, let's say, happy state, I'm like missing the word right now, in its acidic state, its higher state, is known as the practical mind. The fifth line, whether you're like a 5-1, you're a 5-2, you're a 3-5 profile, or you have a fifth line anywhere else in your gene keys or your human design, is always going to hold the energy of being a mentor, a leader, a change maker. And so for me, it's like, I'm here to lead. So it's actually kind of hilarious that I'm leading this Instagram live and I'm talking about the IQ and I'm talking about the 19.5, instead of being somebody who's like fixated on their results. It's like, well, I'm actually going to come forward and be sensitive to the conversations that we need to have. And I'm going to share a practical approach to it to help other people. Literally the embodiment of a fifth line. Now, the shadow side of the fifth line in the IQ is defensiveness. And I find this very interesting, because when I was contemplating this, defensiveness shows up as feeling like everyone's against them. So when you think about, you're doing a launch and you are in the mix of really putting yourself out there, you're doing all the things, let's say it's not going to plan, you've got some signups, you've got a lot of signups, you're not hitting the goals that you set for yourself. It's easy to start to think, well, what the fuck? Why aren't they signing up? Why aren't they valuing what I have to say? This isn't fair. It, again, coming into that victim mindset. So then it's like, I can look at, you know, being in the acidic state of the practical mind. It's like, how can I be practical about this? How can I be practical with my sensitivity? And what is it that I need to sacrifice in terms of my beliefs and what it is that I see and my perceptions about things with doing this launch, so that I can continue to show up and be embodied in the fifth line of being a leader? And that is way more powerful than just doing affirmations or mindset reframes of the belief, because I'm actually looking at my own behavior through the lens of the gene keys, my own energetic imprinting. And if you're curious, I mentioned earlier how this is the influence of the age of 14 to 20 or 21. And what I actually noticed, like I look back on that time, obviously I'm not an entrepreneur at that time, but I actually went through a lot of hardship in terms of my relationship with my dad and my ex-stepmom. Like, there was a lot of codependency. There was a lack of sensitivity in the relationship. There was a lot of defensiveness. Like, I can see how this showed up. And now this is something that I work through in my adult years. But it's a gift. It's a gift to work through the shadows, right? It's a shadow integration. So that's how I mentally use the 19th gene key in the IQ. And that's an example of how you can mentally use your gene key in the IQ sphere to look at and have a more flexible mind and to continue to show up during a masterclass launch. So the next sphere we're going to talk about is the EQ. So when you're looking at the gene keys, it's going to go from the purpose, attraction, IQ, EQ, SQ, and then the core wound. So the EQ is known as the emotional quotient. And this is energetically imprinted in us between the ages of 7 to 14, 15 years old. And it's all about your emotional awareness, your emotional maturity, emotional regulation. It's all about your fucking feeling. And so it's really interesting to see if when you think about people, how they're going to have certain experiences with their feelings, like how one person experiences happiness is not how another person experiences happiness. Like how we experience our feelings is on a spectrum, and it's a spectrum for each person. So when we're looking at the EQ, this is really going to show you your emotional patterns that come up that you can look at when you are doing a launch. So here's the funny thing. I have the 41.4. 41 is the gene key that really dives into like starting something. Like it's the starting, but you need to look at stopping what it is that's not working. So we have the shadow. The shadow is really gonna be about about this need for fantasy, this cycle experience. So that's the way I explain it to people, is like the cyclical experience of not being able to shift what's going on. And then we have the gift of anticipation for change. And then we have the city of emanation. So one thing that I've noticed when it comes to launches, especially in the past, and it's 2024 and I've had major breakthroughs in doing masterclass launches. In the past, I'd been somebody who was so fucking stuck in doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I just didn't have the capacity to do anything different, because what's interesting is that the 41 is really going to be having this pressure to make things happen, right? And when I consider this shadow of fantasy, is like I kept doing the same things over and over again, and it's like, oh my God, nothing's gonna change. I'm never gonna have a breakthrough. I can't cause the shift. Again, the shadow side also is in the victim state. So when we look at anticipation, I really see this as a part of declaration. Like I always have these feelings over and over again, like I'm declaring and I'm anticipating change. And then you go out and you make that change happen when you're in a launch and things aren't going the way that you want them to. So the emanation is like the consequence of change. It's like something is pivoted and you keep going. Whereas I feel like sometimes when people are in a launch and things aren't going the way they want it to, they're going to start kind of self-sabotaging, and they stop showing up. They're not really sending emails. Like they just kind of keep going in that fantasy lane of it's not working, so what's the point, right? Which is super disempowering, and that's not why I'm here to have this conversation with you. So when I look at the fourth line of kindness and meanness, when I'm in the state of fantasy and I'm in the cyclical experience of like things aren't working and I'm projecting, it's really about having low self-esteem. The fourth line here is low self-esteem and projecting this on others, still again falling into like, why aren't people signing up? Why isn't this working? And it's a tactic to like push others away. So it's a way to, let's say when people self-sabotage, they're like, I'm gonna close the doors early. I'm not gonna do this anymore. Or you just like silently stop talking about what the fuck you're doing because nobody's engaging. That is a prime example of just, I'm gonna reject everyone before they reject me. And I have to admit, this didn't go to plan. And that is something that's so powerful to pay attention to, because that's really mean. Like you're being mean to yourself rather than looking at the kindness of processing like, okay, this is a fantasy and cycle. It's not working. Like how can I anticipate a change? Like having that kindness emotionally to be able to move through doing the launch and showing up. So when you look at these two gene keys, like you look at your mental capacities and barriers, you look at your emotional capacities and barriers, and you really focus on how you can shift that, and you take responsibility for yourself. And the thing is, in any fucking situation in business, when you take responsibility for yourself, you are never giving your power away. You are the one. You are it. You are the reason why it works. And so when you start to use the gene keys to contemplate and you start to observe yourself, you start to see your patterns, it gives you power, because you don't need outside situations, outside circumstances, certain validation, results, people buying, whatever it is. You don't need them to know that what it is you're doing is worthy and it's a contribution. So this is something that I'm really passionate about, because it's so personal to each person. It's not like I'm saying, oh, you don't believe in yourself, here's specific NLP mindset reframe so that you believe in yourself. It's like, oh, let's look at your IQ. Let's look at your life experiences and how the IQ shows up for you. How can you actually move into the gift and city state? What is the power of your line? So those are really the aspects that you want to look at when you contemplate your IQ and your EQ for self-regulation when you are doing a launch. And if this is something that's really resonating with you, what I want you to know that this is just one of the many things that I cover in the Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series Mastermind. This mastermind is a month long. It goes from Monday, April 8th until May 8th. And the purpose of this space is for you to be supported in creating a masterclass launch so that you can get dream clients into a paid program or offer that you have. So during this month, we're going to be working together. You're going to get the step-by-step process and framework to know exactly how to launch. We're going to be looking at your content. We're going to be looking at the slides you have on your masterclass, making sure that your content is converting, really looking at how to create hype, how to have people engaged. I'm going to show you absolutely everything. And I'm showing you this because when I did a masterclass launch and I brought in my human design and I brought in my gene keys and I brought in the strategy in the beginning of February, what happened was I was able to have dream clients sign up, make 15K cash. I had over 200 people sign up for the masterclass and I had over 900 replays plus 150 new people signed up for my email list. So this is something that I'm committed to sharing the entire behind the scenes, the entire process, my numbers, the automations, landing page, everything that you need so that you're not fucking around to figure it out. You're figuring it out and getting it done, which is a very powerful thing to do. And having the support within a community, being able to talk about it from a human design and Gene Keys lens is going to be very unique compared to the traditional approach of launching a masterclass. So your next step is to go into the show notes and you can click the link to sign up, or you can DM me the word Maven and I will chat with you about this program if you have any questions. And even if you are listening to this episode and it's after April 7th when the doors close, you can still click the link. It will be a self-paced program. So I really hope that you found value in this conversation today, and I'm really excited to work with you, and I hope that you enjoyed this recording. And I want to thank you for being a listener. Please take a moment to subscribe. Lots of good episodes coming up for you in the near future, and I will chat with you in the next one.